Now, welcome back. Now, there's something I have observed from those of you that sell physical products or you offer services. You always think sales come from the big things that you need to do. For example, sales must come from getting a connection. Sales must come from hawking. Sales must come from having a physical shop, tying money down into products, or maybe taking the goods to your church so that we can use the church approach for people to buy it, or taking it to the mosque or sell it in front of the mosque. So there is this emotional attachment to the business side, and there is an empirical attachment to it, and there's a logical attachment to brands. Now, when you see methods that bring sales to you and it is legit, review it and grab it. Because to an entrepreneur, sales is everything. Sales could be what drives your next innovation, because through sales come profits, or through whatever kind of financial systems that bring in money to you, or the inflow, either through loans or whatever. But at the end of the day, we are talking about this same ego money. It's called ego. And you want to have more of it to be able to move to your permanent sites, to be able to innovate more, to be able to change from your legged this kind of sewing machine to your industrial kind of sewing machine. From selling beads on your store, you close down your store and you use virtual stores. Now, what am I talking about? We have online channels like your Instagram store, you have the Facebook shop, and you have the WhatsApp catalog. Please do not waste your data. As a business owner, you are selling earrings, you're selling shoes, you're selling underwears, you're selling whatever product you're selling. You're even selling rice or gari or fish. Innovate. Bring it closest to your customers, because the whole essence of you being in business is to make sales. So how do you make sales with the least method of capital consumption to make bigger outputs? WhatsApp released WhatsApp catalog. But before they did that, they released WhatsApp for Business. So we have regular WhatsApp, we have WhatsApp for Business. That shouldn't be new to you as a business owner. So you can create your business face on WhatsApp for Business. It's a different kind of app from your regular WhatsApp. So you download it, you use a separate number different from the number you use on your regular WhatsApp. You register for it. You give it a DP, especially it could be your logo or a picture of the services you offer. Now, there's a place to enter the services you offer. You can say, I offer this, I offer this, I offer this. It gives it in a checkbox kind of scenario. Then it also gives your operating hours. So if you are a business that operates between 7 a.m. to say 10 p.m., you can put it there from Monday to Sunday. Now, it also gives you the ability to enter your address, to leave a Google map for people to be able to find you easily just by tapping your name on that WhatsApp for Business. Now, it also gives you one of the greatest assets for any business person, and that is WhatsApp catalog. Catalog is more like your e-commerce, but bringing it to WhatsApp. So you can enter your products. You can enter the name of your products by creating a catalog. Put pictures of your product, up to 10 pictures. So you can put different views. If you are an architect, you can put the top view, the side view, the front view. You can put perspectives. If you are selling shoes, you can put the front view, the back view, the different colors. All images should be about 10. Then enter the name of the product. Then enter the price of the product, which is optional. Then enter the description of the product. Then finally, you can give it a code. For example, you know the way we have SKU in e-commerce, stock keeping units, where each product has a more like a serial number. Let me use it in quotes, serial number, or we call it stock keeping unit, or some call it product code. So I can be selling shoes, for example, and my business is Femi. I can say FM/SHO/0011. That is the name of the product I could give, you get. So all those things are optional anyway, then you click on create catalog. You can create as many catalog as you want. So when you give people your WhatsApp for business number, you say, this is my WhatsApp for business, they can come to your WhatsApp. You can even set autoresponders. For example, I am not online, please leave a message, or I'll be with you shortly, blah, 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 blah. Now, when they come to your profile on WhatsApp for business, they can click on your name, scroll down, see the name of your business, see the location of your business, the times that you are available for business, the opening hours, the closing hours. They can see your location, your service areas, and when they scroll down, they would see catalog. All those products you have entered, if you have 500 of them, no problem. So they can scroll down and see all the catalogs they want to buy. When they click on one of the catalogs, they are going to see something like add to cart, just the way we have it on e-commerce. Click on the product, add to cart, and chat up with the person saying this is the product that you need. I'm a fan of WhatsApp. I'm a fan of every good innovation. And I've been waiting for WhatsApp to release the calling and the video feature for desktop. When they released it, I have been making calls on my WhatsApp. I've been enjoying my life with WhatsApp on my laptop. But I've been waiting for WhatsApp to introduce other features that are on the WhatsApp mobile app to the desktop. Officially, they have added catalog to the desktop version. If you have a business and you have a personal computer in the office, you can use catalog to manage the products that you have in store. You get an easily relate this product to businesses that chat with you. So you can have your secretary maintain catalog. So all they need to do, all your customers need to do, is to go to your WhatsApp, click on the particular product that they need. They see the price, they see the description, they see the product, and they just chat up with you in specific terms. Now, for now, payment has not yet been enabled for us in this part of the world, but in India, it has been enabled. It's called WhatsApp Pay, and it has been enabled for the Indians. Now, this is going to roll out for other parts of the world, but for now, start getting used to using catalog. By the time WhatsApp introduces WhatsApp Pay, and your customers can directly pay for those goods in your catalog, it won't be something new to you altogether. Announcing officially, catalog is now available for desktop users. But the only caveat is that there is a bug right now. If you create a catalog on your desktop, your WhatsApp for business desktop, and a customer wants to search for your catalog, it does not show yet. I do not know if that bug is particular to my own WhatsApp version or it is a general bug, but I have reported it to WhatsApp, and I believe they will be able to correct it in their next web update. You can leave PCs for your staff at work. You can track even the catalog using your own phone as well, since they are both synchronized. You can see what they are chatting and how they are responding. You kind of know how they are responding to clients, how polite they are by the type of chats that they chat. And you see that replica on your own phone because they are both synced, and you can better your business. Even if you don't have a secretary, the catalog will help you manage the products that are available. And when a product is not available, you mark it as unavailable or you take it away from your catalog. So as adding products is easy, deleting a catalog or a product from your catalog is quite easy as well. Take that approach. Anything that grows your business, I am here for you. My name is Femi Greatheight, and I'll keep serving you solutions. I'll be right back. This is TalkTech.